School Board President Gene Ellis joins us in the studio today, and Lisa Stereau, Superintendent of Schools. Welcome to you both. And if we have more school board members pop in, we'll have them join the discussion. We're going to talk about tonight's agenda and school issues and upcoming dates that are important for parents to know about. You're welcome to call in if you have a question or comment during this time. 772-3808 is our phone number. We'll put you on the air and you can ask a question. We'll try to address it. A busy agenda for tonight, including assigning committee assignments to the board members who were elected back to their seats last month and returned to their seats. You have a full school board, Gene, so that's good to see.
Yep, we have a full school board. We do actually are going to have some changes in the committee assignments because John Bringhurst and Don Ware were on several of those committees, and we did not make new appointments during the interim time, so we need to straighten all that out and see what people are interested in. We're going to have an opportunity to talk about it. It's been on the agenda for people to think about for the last couple of months, so hopefully they will come prepared.
And these range from curriculum committees to crisis committees. What else do the various school board members take part in discussions on?
Alrighty. Crisis, technology, okay. Wellness, and then there's a facilities committee, and the legislative liaison, and AASB person that works more with the Alaska Association of School Boards, and a policy committee. And we need to, the policies, part of what happens with our policies is that we have a contract with AASB, and the legislature actually has gotten more and more into micromanaging, and they tend to write things that look more like administrative regulations almost than policies, and then we have to put them in place. And so AASB will write up the policy for us, and we will adopt it. We sometimes make a few changes, but we can't make too many because oftentimes the legislature has written it so strictly that there isn't a lot of room for movement. Okay. So sometimes if people look like at the policy that we have up this month and last month on restraint and seclusion, was written quite specifically by the legislature. So we're not allowed a lot of flexibility.
Okay, you have a second reading of that policy, and that talks about restraining students, keeping them in solitary room, and the need for that, prohibitions on it, and when it is needed, notifications that have to go out to parents and that kind of thing. Is that right, Lisa, for that?
Correct. Yes, and really, you know, here in Petersburg, I mean, we're no different than most schools. Restraint and seclusion is absolutely the last resort. Our teachers and our classified staff are trained in the MAT training. We're fortunate enough to have Cindy Fry on staff that is a certified trainer. And so we've trained our staff. And it really, that program really concentrates on what procedures, what preventive procedures can you utilize, and de-escalation procedures if there's a student that you know, his behavior is becoming out of control. But the restraint and seclusion, you know, will be in the second reading, and it's good to have it in policy, and it's a state law to have it in policy, but it's probably going to be one of those that we hardly ever need to really implement.
Any big changes in what was already in place, or is this totally new, this particular policy? Or
I believe it's pretty much new.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And you'll be voting on that in second reading, which would put it in place, I think, right?
Yeah. Which part of the reason I said how much the legislature does to it is I don't want the public to feel that they, unfortunately, their only opportunity to make real changes to this policy probably was in the legislative process last winter, not now. And that's mm-hmm. really sort of unfortunate that things are being handled that way at the legislative level, but they are.
Okay. All right. You have a couple capital project issues to talk about tonight. One of them, of course, the elementary school wall and window renovation, which went on all this year. And I don't know, is work still happening on that, or is it all buttoned up at this point, Lisa? Or?
Well, we're almost buttoned up. There's just a few items left. As people can see when they drive by, the siding looks absolutely awesome. There's just a few things inside. We're going to replace the light switches in the classrooms just to make it easier for teachers to shut the lights on and off. We've got new technology in there, so we'll do that. We're adding some additional lighting in the library because we really want the library to have absolute best lighting for those kids that are reading. So we've got that left to do. Let's see. The other things, there's just a little bit of railing back behind the school that we need to put up yet. And that is really about it. So tonight, Tony Yorba, who's the head architect with JYL Architects in Juneau, he's going to fly in, and he will be present at the board meeting tonight just to answer any questions that the board might have. And then we're pretty much wrapping it up. Okay. It's exciting.
All right. And I bet staff is ready to put that behind them. And
they've been awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Mm-hmm. And in other capital project stuff, you submitted projects to the state for possible funding, and it looks like two of the Petersburg's projects ranked really highly on the. It's a preliminary list from the Department of Education of priority needs throughout the state, and one of Petersburg's projects is at the top of the list. It's number one, right?
Right,
number one and number nine.
Okay. Yep. The number one is a project that has already been completed. It was we did some work on the boilers, and so we were just asking for reimbursement from that. So they did place that number one. So if those get funded, we will be the first to be funded. The way that that this list goes, when the legislature starts. When they start funding the projects that are on the Department of Education's list, they start with number one, and then number two, number three, number four. So last year they didn't fund any projects. So hopefully this year they will, and we will be number one, and then our kitchen renovation is number nine. And so the legislature needs to allocate a little bit over $23 million to be able to get to number nine. We're hopeful of that, and people that I talk to around the state, they think that we're in a good position. So that's awesome.
Sarah Holmgren, come on in. We have a microphone for you. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good news, assuming the state funds those projects. But that's probably something that's going to not be worked out until next spring sometime.
Yeah, it's a legislative thing. And I did notice, looking at it, unfortunately, that there really are almost no Anchorage or Mat-Su projects on this list. So that makes it less popular for the legislature to fund it. But hopefully they will.
Okay. And so that the boiler work that's top of the list here, that's the work that already happened, the retubing of that other boiler. But you also are considering some repairs to the second boiler that the district has. Is that right? And that's a separate project?
That's exactly. Our boiler in the middle school.
Okay.
The way it is explained to me is we put a new burner in it, and it's running very efficiently. But some of the coils, I don't know all of the language that goes with that, but it just needs to be revamped, and the insulation between the coils, I think, replaced, and that's probably going to be a $25,000 to $30,000 project. So we're going to need to get bids on that.
And it's possible that too could see some state funding if it gets put into the list and all, or
we might need to just use the money that we have now at the district to get this done. Because we don't want the boiler to go out in the middle of the winter. We do have another boiler that could probably carry us through. But we would get this done, and then we would ask for reimbursement with the state at a later time.
Okay.
It is the sort of project that is, would qualify,
mm-hmm.
right, for future funding.
Right.
Sarah, we'll get you involved in this discussion, too.
I was late getting out of work, so
thanks.
I didn't want to...
Thanks for joining us.
Sorry about
not
that.
A problem.
Yes, definitely a necessity. We don't want the kids to be cold or the teachers, and it's not something that we can necessarily predict. It is old. It's 30 years old, so it's had some, I'm sure, wear and tear over the years is what it sounds like. So it's time for some work on it.
Also, because they turned it off for a while, that made the gaskets or whatever they are, the seals, dry out a little bit. And then when they started it back up again, they one of them sealed itself back up again, but the other one didn't.
Yeah, which is typical, I think, anyway, to shut them on and off. It's not something that was, oops, we screwed up or anything. It was part of...
And part of that, it sounds like, is because the other one is running much more efficiently now, so this one is shutting on and off more. So.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and it is 30 years old, so maybe we need to consider, I don't know exactly what an overhaul includes, or if you look at something new, or if you consider an overhaul. You always have to look at all the options when you come to something like this.
Okay.
Right. And the really good thing is we've got Dan Tate, that's the director of maintenance, and he's just on top of this. And we had a boiler mechanic come out here a couple weeks ago, and he looked at all of our boilers, and that was his recommendation on this. So it's nothing that it's like a huge crisis right now. It's something we need to take care of, but it's just part of doing business.
That's glad you brought that up. We're heading into the cold months, and it's getting it's already pretty chilly. So the schools will be warm enough in the meantime until you get this fixed out. So school board members will be voting on that to put that out to bid tonight. Well, you don't know the cost yet of what that work would be, but...
Well, at this point, it's actually only on here as an informational thing, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Right. I have it down on my agenda under Dan Tate's report.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. We're quite ready for the... At least I didn't see it on the agenda that way. Maybe
It's just informational right now.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. It might have to be moved up a little quicker.
Sure. Okay. You'll also be talking about a grant to accept, and that looks like, is it for an oven and steamer combination thing for food service?
It is. It's just so exciting, and we talked about it at last month's meeting. We had just heard that we got the grant. Carly Wells, who is our food service director, she wrote a grant for $20,000, and we were awarded the grant to buy a combi oven and steamer, and it's one piece of equipment, and it'll be a regular oven, it'll be a convection oven, it will even be a steamer. And so that steamer, like she said, will just really help us provide the most nutritious food to the students. And so tonight the board just needs to accept that grant, and then we can get it ordered and get it here. It's exciting.
Well, and last month we talked about the refrigeration have needed some changes, so I believe those refrigerators have been ordered and they should be here
shortly. I think they were on a 6-month timeline, so here in the next couple of weeks they should be here.
6 months, 6 weeks.
Or sorry, 6 weeks.
Okay.
Sorry,
oh,
not
boy.
6 months.
That is one slow
boat. That's a slow boat. Huh?
Thank you, Jean. Yeah, slow boat to China.
All right. Also, we'll hear from a couple school board members about the annual conference of school boards. Did either of you two go up to that?
Yeah, I was able to go. Okay. Megan Lister and also Jay Lister. So it was really good to get up there and network with other school board members to see what their challenges are and what their successes are. And both of us were able to, Dr. Lister wasn't able to attend until Friday, but Meg and I both, I went to the Experience Board Workshop. She went to the Boardroom Boot Camp for new board members and learned a few things that we need to probably make some adjustments here at our own board. Nothing major or significant, but just, oh, that's a good idea. So I'll report further on it. But it was definitely a worthwhile trip and pretty fascinating on a lot of fronts.
Well, and one thing that I heard is that they did things, rather than having paper schedules.
Oh, that was fun.
They had them on iPads or whatever.
No, what they did, they had it as an app. The Alaska Association of School Boards had an app. So you didn't even have to worry about looking at a paper agenda. You could just check it. And so that was kind of a nice feature that I think they're pushing to move towards so that there's less paper running around. And so that was kind of fun.
Okay.
Well, I thought it would have been a great learning opportunity for me because I'm not so up on that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, we want to keep abreast of technology, especially here at the district. Dr. Thomason spent 5 years getting us up to snuff, and we'd like to keep steaming ahead in that department, whether it's, using apps for different conferences or Google Calendar and keeping up to speed, making sure we're all utilizing what we have. So.
Okay. I understand we'll also hear from some of the students about the Veterans Day Assembly they attended, and be giving a little recap on that as well.
I think they're going to read their poems, maybe, or their writings?
Their little essays. This year we did something a little bit different than what had been done in the past. We did a K through 12 one Veterans Day Assembly in the gym, and it was absolutely over the top. The veterans came and we honored them, and some of the elementary students had written some essays. So we asked them if they would come tonight at 7 o'clock, and at the very beginning of the board meeting, they will read those one more time, honoring those veterans.
Great. So if people miss that, they can hear it tonight.
Sure.
So that's good to hear. What else, what's coming up on the schedule for the school district? Important dates that people need to know and other announcements?
Yeah. Jean, would you like to talk about the training on Thursday and then talk about...
On Thursday, we're going to have a work session for the board, and we're going to just... It's actually in our policies to do a training every fall for the new board members, and we kind of get sometimes sort of behind on that kind of thing. And so we're going to be doing that for all of us. And one of the things is that there's like these 10 or 12 things that the board members are supposed to have at their fingertips. And I realize that almost all of them are on our website, so that won't be too hard for us to actually, you know, do a quick overview of that so people know where to find them and how to answer some questions that might come up. And so it's just an opportunity for the board to gather together and do a little training.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And then there's a couple other things coming up on here. We have, parent-teacher conferences on November 25th and 26th with...
I can talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
What we're going to do for our schedule is on next Monday, I'm not sure exactly what date that is.
24th. I'm looking. There's 24th. A calendar right behind you.
Okay. On the 24th, on Monday, the high school and middle school will have conferences from 4 until 8. And then on Tuesday, the elementary, they will get out of school. The students get out of school at 1:15. They will start conferences at 1:20 and go until 8. The high school and middle school, they get out. High school gets out at 12:35, middle school at 12:15. They will start conferences at 2, and they'll go from 2 until 8. Then on Wednesday, the elementary will do conferences from 8 until noon. And then we will depart for the for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving holiday is Thursday and Friday for the district.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So we will do that. And then just one other thing to mention. In December, our next board meeting is like on Tuesday, December 16th. Then the high school winter concert is the next night, the 17th. And then the elementary concert is on Thursday, the 18th. So that's a busy week right before
Very
Christmas.
Busy. And then the school break starts soon after that, I think, right?
Okay. Yep.
All right, school board members, anything we're missing from tonight's agenda or anything else you'd like to talk about that we haven't covered?
No.
While you're looking through the agenda, okay. Well, great. Lisa, did we miss anything, board? No.
The only thing I would add is we had a great middle school basketball tournament this last weekend, and it's just exciting to see those 6th, 7th, and 8th graders out there and, you know, just so involved with the school, and it's awesome.
It's been a busy couple weeks at the school district and the pool and everywhere around here. So.
Right. Well,
it's
the
exciting.
Students have all done amazing, and the swimmers did fantastic in Anchorage, and
Exactly.
Abel Albach set a new state record, mm-hmm. which was very interesting because the state record he broke was held by a Petersburg student.
That's right. We own that event.
We do. We did get to go see them, which was fun. Meg and I were able to make it over to the diving, the last bit of diving on Friday, and then Jay was able to make it and see one of the events, and that was pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. And that also, we used an app to keep track of our swimmers. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A little bonus to being up in Anchorage.
Great. Well, the school board meets tonight, 7 o'clock, Borough Assembly Chambers. Thank you all for coming in, and you can hear more tonight, 7 o'clock.